Voltorta herself testifies, by the order of Jesus, she says, to the truth of what she has written, sometimes under very adverse circumstances. As a paraplegic for the last 26 years of her life, Voltorta wrote over 15,000 pages of her original handwritten manuscripts on the tablet supported on her legs in a semi-prone position in bed. When adverse circumstances delayed her recording of a revelation, and diminished her memory of it as she later attempted to write it down, she received divine help both, in recording the revelation accurately, sometimes Christ repeated it for her, and in correcting any mistakes in the hard copy typed from her original manuscripts by her spiritual director, Father Romuald Magliarini, OSM. This divine assistance to which Voltorta attests in correcting and reviewing the final drafts of her revelations, thus bears witness to the value and care that Christ himself gives to this precious treasure bequeathed to his church of today. Here is her testimony written on July 2, 1948. I, Maria Voltorta, declare that all that I have written and described corresponds exactly to all that I have seen and heard, whether I wrote under dictation or in private lessons. Private lessons are those which are separate from the pre-gospel, the gospel, the post-gospel, which I have written some hours after having the lesson, being unable to write at the moment I received it either from too great a physical collapse, or from the presence of strangers. In this case I am always assisted by our Lord Jesus Christ, by Most Holy Mary, or by the Holy Spirit, who help the weakness of my memory by repeating to me, or suggesting to me, how I should say it, according to whether they are words I heard, or visions I viewed contemplatively. If I myself feel that I do not have the assistance of my most holy helpers, I make no attempt to write or describe anything, but I await their coming in order to do it, because I realize I would only know how to use words and descriptions which would not correspond perfectly to what I saw and heard, due to my incapacity to describe the supernatural visions, or to repeat the sublime lessons of wisdom, and of the Spouse and Mother of Wisdom. Therefore let it be held for certain, that whatever I have set down in my notebooks corresponds exactly to the truth.